Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lee Richard. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Terry Forster. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Terry Forster. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sandy Alomar. Batting second. The right fielder, Mickey Rivers. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Fregosi. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Parker. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jeff Torborg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Andy Messersmith. Pitching for the California Angels, Andy Messersmith. And now, play ball. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messersmith fires to first and picks off May. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen strikes out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker takes first base on ball four. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hairman for a passed ball. Parker moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. One out. Terry Forster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-1 in the game. Richard hits a fly ball towards right. Rivers settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Rivers. Forster moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messersmith fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Messersmith. Forster moves to third. Richard moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McKinney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Forster scores. Richard scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torborg hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Messersmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messersmith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Messersmith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivers hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McMullen moves to second. Billy Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Parker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Forster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Forster hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivers. Forster reaches second base with a double. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 2 in the game. Richard hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Forster moves to third. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Torborg and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McKinney takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McKinney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torborg is 0 for 1 in the game. Torborg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Messersmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messersmith is 0 for 1 in the game. Messersmith strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnstone strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivers is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fregosi takes first base on ball 4. Joe Horland now pitching. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fregosi moves to second. Two outs. Jim Spencer pinch hits for Billy Cowan. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer now playing first base. Jim Fregosi now playing left field. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a fly ball into left field. Fregosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 3 in the game. Richard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Parker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Billy Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard misplays the ball. That's an error on Richard. Roger Repose pinch hits for Ken Berry. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Gonzalez pinch hits for Jeff Torborg. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Andy Messersmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messersmith is 0 for 2 in the game. Messersmith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. Messersmith moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Rich Hinton now pitching. Tommy Reynolds pinch hits for Mickey Rivers. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roger Repose now playing center field. Art Cusnier now catching. Tommy Reynolds now playing right field. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. McKinney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fregosi. McKinney reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Repose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McKinney moves to third. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Repose throws the ball into Alomar, who tags May trying to catch an extra base, for the out. McKinney scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fregosi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McMullen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of John Stone, who is chasing the ball. McMullen reaches third base with a triple. Fregosi goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 White Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McMullen tags and scores. One out. It's White Sox, 3, Angels, 3. Billy Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Parker strikes out. Two outs. Roger Repos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos is 0-for-1 in the game. Repos hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of John Stone. Repos reaches second base with a double. Steve Keeley now pitching. John Stevenson pinch hits for Art Cusnier. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is walked intentionally. Andy Messersmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messersmith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Messersmith hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Stevenson now catching. J. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John Stone is 0-for-3 in the game. John Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams bunts towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. John Stone moves to second. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann is walked intentionally. Tony Muser pinch hits for Steve Keeley. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards second. Parker scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Stan Przanowski now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alomar bunts towards the mound. Przanowski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Alomar moves to second. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fregosi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alomar scores. Reynolds moves to second. The game is over. The final score, California Angels, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.